told, no, I wouldn't want to be there. Down Jerusalem way. No, I wouldn't want to be there. Headed for my grave. I wouldn't want to march with the comrades when they enter Israel. Headed straight into the fiery wrath of God and finding no escape from well. I wouldn't want to be.
Thank you. This next song is a special song for us. It's the only song we ever had that became number one on the charts in the Philippines. No, seriously though, this song was pulled off our album by a secular record company over there, and they released it, became number one record. And some of the missionaries over there got wind through some other friends that we were a Christian group. So they called us up and decided it'd be really nice if we could take advantage of the hit record and come on over and do a series of concerts over there. And so we agreed, and we had no idea how it was going to take off. About 3 weeks after we agreed to come over, we got another phone call. And the missionaries were on the phone, really excited. They were going, "You guys won't believe this is getting out of hand. You guys are bigger than the Beatles over here, you know." And we did just what you just did. We laughed, you know. We said, "Sure, you know, bigger than the Beatles." But it was really true that the Lord had really raised up the group over there. And we were the first Corn group to come in about a year and a half, 2 years. And the whole city was really excited about it. All the companies wanted to jump on the bandwagon and buy advertising. You know, Philippine Airlines donated our tickets because they wanted to advertise. You know, nobody knew we were Christians yet, see? So it was an 18-hour flight over there. And anyhow, we got in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody had combed their hair. You know, nobody had shaved. And, And we got over there, got off the plane 6 o'clock in the morning, and here's TV cameras grinding away, man. They're taking pictures for the 6 o'clock news that night, and the picture in the Manila paper had a picture of us getting off the plane, and the caption said, "Love song arrives in Manila looking very much like the prisoners of war coming in from Vietnam." But it was a really fantastic time in the Lord over there. We got to play to about 50,000 people in the concerts over 5 nights. And this is a song that the Lord used to open that door for us.